Welcome to another deep dive. Today's exploration is going to take us right into the heart of a mystery. And you know what? This one actually came straight from Yao.
That's right.
Remember that book you sent over, Numbers and Their Impact on Universal Energy, the Tesla Theory?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Well, it kind of sent us down this rabbit hole.
Down the rabbit hole we go.
All about Nikola Tesla and numbers and this whole new way of looking at the world.
It's called quantum numerology.
So fascinating.
It is fascinating. And it's amazing what a dusty old book can do sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Spark a whole new journey. And speaking of journeys, Tesla, well, he wasn't just this brilliant inventor. Mm. I mean, the man was obsessed with energy frequency vibration.
Yeah.
Almost like he knew that there were these hidden forces shaping reality. And he was convinced that the numbers 3, 6, and 9 held a special key to understanding the universe.
That's what I found so intriguing.
Yeah.
So quantum numerology takes these ideas about numbers having meaning and, you know, gives them a modern twist.
Yeah.
But how?
Well, think of it this way. Everything in the universe vibrates right.
Okay.
Even solid objects are made up of these tiny particles that are in constant motion. Quantum numerology says that each number has its own unique vibration, its own specific energy that affects our lives.
Yeah.
It's not just measuring. It's about the energy each number embodies.
Okay, that's making a little more sense now. It's like how each musical note has its own frequency.
Yes, exactly.
And together they create harmonies.
Yeah.
So are these numbers like notes in the symphony of our lives?
You got it. And just like Tesla saw 3, 6, and 9 as fundamental to how energy flows in the universe, quantum numerology applies those same numbers to our individual journeys.
Okay, so let's break down these numerical notes.
Let's do it.
Starting with 3, what kind of energy does it bring?
3 is electric. It's the spark of creation, the energy of new beginnings, self-expression, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Think of Tesla himself constantly coming up with new inventions, pushing boundaries, communicating his vision to the world.
Right.
That's 3 in action.
Wow.
And when you feel that surge of inspiration, that urge to create or share your ideas, that's 3's energy flowing through you.
Wow. That completely changes how I see the number 3.
Right.
Yeah.
It's pretty powerful.
So if 3 is this high voltage energy, what about 6?
Oh, 6 is interesting. If 3 is the lightning bolt.
Okay.
6 is that magnetic field that keeps everything grounded.
Okay.
It's all about harmony, balance, and stability, both within ourselves and in our relationships. It's that sense of peace you feel when everything's in its right place.
So while 3 might launch us into new adventures, 6 makes sure that we don't spin off into chaos.
Precisely.
Okay, got it.
And finally, we have 9.
Okay.
The wise old soul of the bunch.
Uh-huh.
9 represents completion, transformation, and letting go of what no longer serves us.
Mm-hmm.
It's about closing chapters to make space for new growth.
Okay. This is where it gets really exciting for me, and I'm sure for our listeners too.
I know, right?
So we've got these powerful energies associated with these numbers. How do we actually apply them to our lives?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does this mean that we can use them to make decisions or understand ourselves better?
Absolutely. Imagine using these numbers as guides throughout your day.
Okay.
So you're feeling that creative spark.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a 3-day perfect for brainstorming or starting that project you've been putting off.
Yeah.
Feeling scattered and overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Maybe a 6-day is calling for some meditation or quality time with loved ones to restore that balance.
I love that. It's like having these little signposts throughout the week, nudging us in the right direction.
Totally.
But what about bigger life areas like finances or career choices?
Yeah.
Can quantum numerology offer any guidance there?
It absolutely can.
Yeah.
And that's where understanding your personal year number comes in.
Okay.
Which is calculated using your birth date and the current year. And it reveals the overall energy that will be influencing your year.
Wait, hold on. Before we go any further, can we give our listeners a concrete example of how to calculate their personal year number?
Sure.
I think that'd be super helpful.
Yeah, of course. So let's say your birthday is December 1st. To find your personal year number for 2024, you would add 12 for December, plus 1, plus 2, plus 0, plus 2, plus 4. That gives you 21, which you further reduce by adding the 2 and the 1 to get 3.
Okay.
So if your birthday is December 1st, your personal year number for 2024 is a 3.
3. That makes sense given all we've just learned about the energy of 3.
Right.
So tell me, what does it mean for someone to have a personal year number of 3?
A 3-year is all about embracing new beginnings. expressing yourself authentically and pursuing your passions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time to step out of your comfort zone and take creative risks.
Okay.
Maybe it's starting that business you've been dreaming of, taking up a new hobby, or simply speaking your truth more boldly.
Oh, that's so cool. So by knowing our personal year number, we can make choices that are more aligned with the overall vibe of the year.
Yes.
Rather than, you know, swimming against the current.
Yeah, exactly. It's about working with the energies at play rather than against them. And this applies to finances, too.
Yeah.
A 3-year might be a time to invest in creative ventures or pursue opportunities that align with your passions, while a 6-year might be better for focusing on building stability and security.
This is fascinating. It's not about, you know, get-rich-quick schemes.
No.
It's about understanding the energy behind our financial choices.
Right. Now, on top of the personal year number, there's another important number in quantum numerology. It's your life path number.
Okay.
This is like your personal compass.
Right.
And it's calculated from your birth date, and it provides insights into your core strengths, challenges, and the overall journey you're meant to take in this lifetime.
So if the personal year number is like the yearly theme,
yes,
the life path number is the overarching story.
You could say that. It helps you understand the bigger picture of your journey.
Uh-huh.
To calculate it, you add up all the numbers in your birth date, reducing them to a single digit or a master number, which is 1122 or 33.
Okay, now I have to know, how do we calculate this life path number?
Okay, so let's say your birthday is June 28, 1991.
Okay.
That would be 6 plus 2 plus 8 plus 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 1.
Okay.
Add all those up and you get 36. Reduce that to a single digit by adding 3 plus 6, which gives you a life path number of 9.
9. Wow. That means our example person is here for transformation and completion. I'm starting to see how all of this connects.
Yeah.
So if someone has a life path number of 9, does that mean they're destined to go through lots of big changes and let go of things throughout their life?
It suggests a strong inclination towards those themes. It doesn't mean their life will be constant upheaval.
Right.
But they'll likely find themselves drawn to situations that require them to let go of old patterns, embrace transformation, and make space for new beginnings.
This is mind-blowing. But wait, there's one more number you mentioned, right? The expression number. Tell us about that one.
The expression number reveals your natural gifts and talents.
Okay.
What you're here to express and contribute to the world. It's calculated using the letters of your full birth name and their corresponding numerical values. It can be a bit more complex to calculate,
mm-hmm.
but it's incredibly valuable if you're feeling lost or unsure of your direction in life.
Wow, that sounds incredibly insightful, like a cosmic pep talk reminding you of your inherent strengths.
Exactly.
So we've got our personal year number for the yearly vibe, our life path number for the overall journey, and our expression number to remind us of our unique gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But life gets crazy busy.
It does.
How do we weave all of this into our everyday routine so it's not just this one-time calculation?
That's a great question, and that is exactly what we are going to unpack after a quick break.
Stay with us. Okay, we are back and ready to dive even deeper into this quantum numerology rabbit hole. We've talked about those key numbers, you know, the personal year, the life path, the expression number. But what I'm really curious about is how we can use this to actually become our best selves.
But yeah.
I mean, it can't just be about calculating numbers, right?
You're absolutely right. It's about so much more than that. This isn't just a system for understanding the world around us, you know?
Right.
It's a tool for self-discovery and personal growth. Imagine Tesla not just inventing things, but using this understanding of energy to constantly evolve his own thinking and push the boundaries of what was possible.
That's an amazing way to think about it. So how do we apply this idea of numerical energy to our own personal growth journeys? What does it look like in practice?
Well, let's revisit those core numbers, 3, 6, and 9. Each one holds a key to unlocking a different aspect of our potential. 3, that electric spark of creation encourages us to uncover our authentic selves and express our unique gifts without fear.
So it's not just about like artistic expression, but about tapping into who we truly are.
Yeah.
And letting that shine through in every area of our lives.
Exactly. Think about it. Tesla wasn't afraid to be different, to challenge the status quo, to share his radical ideas with the world.
Right.
That boldness is what led to his breakthroughs. And we all have that potential within us. 3 reminds us to embrace our individuality and express it without holding back.
That's incredibly inspiring. It's like 3 gives us permission to be our truest, most vibrant selves. But what about those times when we're feeling a little less spark and a little more stumble? Where does 6 come in?
That's where the grounding energy of 6 becomes essential. 6, the harmonizer, reminds us that we're interconnected beings and that building balanced, supportive relationships is crucial for our growth.
So it's about those healthy boundaries, those meaningful connections, and understanding that we're not just isolated individuals.
Precisely. It's about cultivating relationships based on mutual respect, clear communication, and showing up for others in authentic ways. Six teaches us to be responsible for our energy and how we impact those around us. Even Tesla, with his brilliant mind, needed collaborators, people who believed in his vision and helped bring it to life.
Yeah, I'm starting to see how this all ties together. So if three is about embracing our individuality and six is about nurturing our connections, right, what about nine? How does the energy of completion and transformation contribute to our personal growth?
Nine, that wise elder holds the key to breaking free from limiting beliefs and patterns that no longer serve us. It encourages us to let go, even if it's painful, to create space for something new and better to emerge. Think about the times Tesla had to abandon projects that weren't working or rethink his approach entirely.
Yeah.
That willingness to let go is often what leads to breakthroughs.
It's so easy to cling to things even when they're holding us back.
It is.
But nine reminds us that sometimes letting go is the greatest act of self-love.
Absolutely.
It's about trusting the process of transformation and embracing the unknown.
That's beautifully said. It's about recognizing that endings aren't failures. They're opportunities for growth. Nine teaches us that transformation is a natural part of life and that by embracing it, we open ourselves to incredible possibilities.
This is all so powerful. I'm curious, have you seen these numerical energies play out in your own life? Any personal stories that come to mind?
Absolutely. I remember a time when I was feeling incredibly stuck in a job that wasn't fulfilling my potential. I was afraid to make a change, terrified of the unknown. As fate would have it, that year was a 9-year for me. It was as if the universe was giving me a cosmic push to let go of that dead-end job and embrace something new.
Wow. Did you listen to that nudge from the universe?
I did, though. It wasn't easy. That leap of faith led me to a career path that was much more aligned with my passions and purpose. It was a profound example of how embracing the energy of nine can lead to incredible transformation.
That's an amazing story. It's so inspiring to hear how aligning with these numerical energies can create such positive shifts in our lives. It makes me wonder, are there any specific ways our listener can start to incorporate these principles into their daily routine? You know, so it's not just a one-time calculation.
There absolutely are. It's all about finding those little moments throughout the day where you can check in with those energies and make choices that feel aligned.
Okay, give us the goods. What are some practical strategies we can use to bring quantum numerology to life day by day? Okay, so give us the goods. What are some of those practical strategies that we can use to bring quantum numerology to life day by day?
Well, one simple yet powerful practice is setting daily intentions based on the number of the day. So, for example, let's say you wake up and you realize it's a 3-day.
Okay, a day for channeling our inner Tesla.
Exactly. On a 3-day, you might set an intention to be more receptive to inspiration, to brainstorm new ideas, or to express yourself more creatively. You know, it's like inviting that vibrant 3 energy to flow through your actions and interactions throughout the day.
I love that. It's like a little reminder to approach the day with a playful, creative spirit. What about those days when we need a little more grounding and stability? What do we do on a 6-day?
A 6-day is all about cultivating balance and harmony. So you might focus on strengthening your connections with loved ones by practicing mindful communication or simply being more present in your interactions. It's a beautiful reminder to nurture those relationships that bring us joy and support.
Oh, those are fantastic ideas. And what about those 9 days? How can we use that transformative energy to shape our day?
Nine invites us to release what no longer serves us. So on a 9-day, you might declutter your physical space, clear out your mental to-do list, or even reflect on any relationships that feel draining, and consider whether it's time to create some healthy distance.
It's like a gentle nudge from the universe to let go and make space for new growth. I love how each number offers a different perspective and a unique set of tools for navigating our daily experiences. But what about those times when we're faced with a tough decision? Can quantum numerology help us there too?
Absolutely. You know, when you're feeling uncertain about a choice, try tapping into the energy of each number to gain some clarity. If it's a decision that requires boldness, creativity, or a willingness to take risks, maybe it's a sign to lean into that 3 energy.
So if I'm debating whether to finally pursue that creative project, I've been putting it off a 3-day, might be the perfect time to take the leap.
Exactly. 3 encourages us to embrace those new beginnings. And if it's a decision involving relationships or finding balance, you consider how the energy of 6 might guide you. It might remind you to set healthy boundaries, communicate your needs clearly, or approach the situation with more compassion and understanding.
That makes so much sense. And what about 9? What kind of decisions might benefit from that energy of completion and transformation?
9 is often helpful when we need to make a decision about letting something go. It might be ending a project that's no longer fulfilling, walking away from a relationship that's become toxic, or even releasing a belief that's been holding you back. You know, those 9 days can provide the courage and clarity needed to make those tough choices.
This is so empowering. It's like quantum numerology gives us this framework for understanding our own decision-making process and making choices that align with our highest good. But I'm also curious about those everyday moments, you know, when we're not facing a specific decision. How can we integrate these numerical energies into our regular interactions with others?
One approach is to simply be more mindful of the energy you're bringing to your interactions. If it's a 3-day, maybe you make a conscious effort to be more playful, expressive, and engaging in your conversations.
Oh, I love that. It's like sprinkling a bit of that creative 3 energy into every interaction. What about on a 6-day?
On a 6-day, you might focus on creating a sense of harmony and balance in your relationships. This could involve being a more attentive listener, expressing gratitude for those around you, or simply practicing patience when things get challenging.
Those are such simple yet powerful shifts we can make in our everyday lives. And what about those 9 days? How can we bring that energy of letting go into our interactions?
Well, 9 reminds us that sometimes the most loving thing we can do is to create space both for ourselves and for others to grow. So on a 9-day, you might reflect on any relationships that feel draining or out of alignment and consider whether it's time to create some healthy distance.
That's such an important reminder. Sometimes holding on too tightly can actually hinder growth. It's about recognizing what's in our highest good and making choices that support our own well-being and the well-being of those around us.
Beautifully said. And remember, this is all about experimentation and finding what resonates with you. You know, there's no right or wrong way to integrate quantum numerology into your life.
That's a great point. It's a journey of self-discovery and a process of finding what works best for each individual.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is that as you become more aware of these numerical energies, you'll start to notice them everywhere. It's like a secret language the universe is speaking. You're finally starting to understand it.
It's like those moments when you learn a new word and suddenly you see it everywhere.
Precisely. Yeah. So be curious. Observe those patterns and trust your intuition as you explore this fascinating world of quantum numerology.
This has been such an enlightening conversation. I feel like we've only just scratched the surface of this topic, but it's given us so much to think about and so much to explore. I want to thank our listener for sending us that book about Tesla and numbers that sparked this whole deep dive.
Me too.
And for everyone listening, we encourage you to calculate your own life path number, your personal year number, and even your expression number and see what insights emerge.
Yeah.
And remember, dear listener, if numbers hold this much influence, what other hidden codes are waiting to be discovered? Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
Until next time.